Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down,
who controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Okay, everybody, Joseph Gibson here, 6:05 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, yeah, hot Carolinas. 95 degrees today, hot. July is a monstrous month in North Carolina, let me tell you. Well, we were lucky. We've been getting thunderstorms and everything. I remember about 6-7 years ago, let me tell you, down here, it would get up to 98 degrees, and it wouldn't rain for 2-3 weeks. You know, the grass would just burn up, turn brown, trees were falling over, snakes were crawling all over the place looking for a hiding place. It was crazy. I know down in Florida, it gets up to this, the humidity levels are really high, but down in Florida, it rains every day. I mean, you'll get a pop-up thunderstorm, and it'll drop an inch of rain on your lawn. You go out there and a shovel in your backyard in southern Florida and dig 2 feet down, you hit water. You hit water. You know, I mean, so, you know, what I'm trying to say is here in North Carolina, it's touch and go every year. Yeah, I mean, we can get a drought situation in the southeast here that will really hurt us bad. But this year we've been lucky. But let me tell you that the heat is just, it was brutal today. I mean, it was brutal. You just cannot work outside. If you want to go outside and work, you need to go up when the sun comes up and then quit before noontime. Anything after 11 a.m. and noontime, the sun is so strong, so bright, the air is so thick. And people don't get that. If you travel, for instance, I remember going up to Vermont a few years ago to bury my grandmother, Barbara Noyes. I remember that. That was about, 3-4 years now? It was in the mountains of Vermont, and it was in the dead heat of the summer. But the dead heat of the summer up there, I remember standing up there, and I remember telling my family that was standing out there, we were outside talking. And it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or no, about noontime. We just had all eaten breakfast, and we were hanging out, getting ready to depart. And I remember telling my aunt, Jeannie, I was like, you can't do this in North Carolina. You can't stand out in direct sunlight like this and have a comfortable conversation. And, I mean, the sun was just beating down on us, but it felt beautiful. The grass was green. It was, it was just a nice sunlight. I mean, it was warm, but it's just not the deadly heat that you have here. You're not going to stand outside with your family and have a conversation at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in dead heat here in North Carolina because you're going to start sweating. You're going to start getting dehydrated real quick because the sun is so strong. It's so strong, and people don't get that. They don't understand. When you're up north or up in the mountains, the sun is not that strong, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. I mean, summer is a beautiful season up there. Down here, it's a deadly season. I mean, down here, the beautiful season you have in North Carolina is what? Fall. Fall is a beautiful season. I got to admit that. The month of October and November is really beautiful here in North Carolina. The leaves are turning. The temperatures are warm during the day, about 75, 80 degrees tops. I mean, you can't beat that. But let me tell you, from April on, April, May, June, July, August, September, you don't want to be outside down here. So you just can't. It's hard to be a landscaper. It's hard to be a farmer. I mean, you got to have guts to be out there in this hard, hot weather. You just got to, you got to have guts. You know, I can imagine people out there in southern Arizona and southern New Mexico where they talk about it's 120 degrees, you know, all the time. But remember, that's dry heat. They have no humidity. So their 120 degrees is kind of like 90 degrees here. You know, so when you talk about Death Valley, you talk about the desert out there in the southwest, that's dry heat. Don't get it confused with the heat that we have in the southeast, like in the state of Florida or here in the Carolinas or Georgia or Mississippi or Alabama or Louisiana or southern Texas. That is muggy humidity. It will kill you. It will sap you. It will dry. Let me tell you. You can't go a day without water or being hydrated. If you're out there in the wilderness or in the woods, you've got to have liquids or you'd sap right up in a day or two. you know. But in dry heat, it's a little different. Dry heat, it's a little bit different, all right? So a lot of people don't understand. They say 120 degrees. How the hell do people survive out there in Arizona? Yeah, I remember it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat. 120 degrees out there is kind of like 90 degrees here, you know. And 90 we could live with, right? But today it was like 98 degrees here in North Carolina. Let me tell you, it was rough. It was rough. Today was a bad day. I mean, July is a rough month for the Southeast. I got to admit that. And it's rough. It's rough. You can't work outside. You got a garden. You see, most people have already pulled in what they've grown anyway, because we started planting back in the beginning of March usually, you know, or middle March. So there, we, you know, we're harvesting what we've already planted already. People are saying, well, how do you grow a garden? You see, our garden's already full grown in July. We have another planting season. That's in September. We have another growing season down here. We start planting again in September because it don't get really cold until the end of November. So you have another harvest, you see. So for farmers out there, they don't understand the South. It's like kind of like my uncle out in Wisconsin. He has a dairy farm. He has a short window for growing. Okay, he has a short window, very short window for growing. You know, you have to start growing quickly in June, probably late May, very late May, and then by early September, you've got to pull everything and cut everything that you've grown because they start getting snow in late September, early October, sometime, and you know, or their first frost. See, farming is a very interesting thing in the United States. Very interesting. A lot of people don't get it. They don't understand it. Very interesting. And if you understand farming and you understand what happens, you know, in this country, it's a beautiful country. The United States is a beautiful land. You know, you can't deny that. It's a beautiful layout. God, no matter what God you believe in, this is a beautiful country. I mean, it is. The mountains, the landscape is just beautiful. I mean, Canada's beautiful, but for God's sake, it's only beautiful for about 2 months. Other than that, you're looking at snow. Has anyone been to Canada? I've been to Canada. Let me tell you that right now. You don't want to go up there during the wintertime, and the winter starts actually in September, and it don't end until June. It's kind of like Alaska. Alaska is a very beautiful state. If you like winter and you like cold, because you're only going to get about a month and a half of summer, you know. So anyway, not to get into the nature talk, what I'm trying to do is let people understand that, you know, we have a beautiful landscape here in the United States. And, you know, we're going to get political here in a second. And people talk about, the Europeans coming over here, conquering the Indians and whatnot, and you know, and what people are taught in schools, and it's all lies. People don't understand true history. Yes, the Europeans did come over here. Yes, they did. All right, they landed, and the pilgrims did come over here. That is true, obviously, because European colonials are here. The white man is here, yes. Okay, and the black man was... what was brought over here forcefully, yes, that's true. If you understand true history, okay, you'll get it and you'll understand it, and we're going to get into that. We're going to get into true history, and I see, well, hang on here, I'm looking at the call screen. You know, I'm going to stop calling. I'm going to tell you right now, I see one caller that dropped already because I'm trying to direct this lecture to this individual. Hang on, I got people texting me on my personal phone while I'm on the phone. I'm going to stop wasting my time in the introduction calling a certain somebody, and I'm going to handle that after the show. And I think these people know who I'm talking about, because I'm wasting my time. If you don't like what I'm talking about for the first 4 minutes of the show, go to hell, okay? Go to hell. I'm not going to call you no more 2 minutes on the show. I'm not going to do that because I got other people I could have called, okay? No longer am I calling this individual, and I'll handle this after the show. I get heated. Ask me to call them, you know, and I'm wasting time before the show when I could be doing other things. calling other people, you know, setting other things up, setting up what I have to do for the show. Grateful family member, ungrateful family member, and that's what he is, ungrateful, has me call him, and he hangs up after the first 5 minutes of the show. I'm not going to call him no more. Strike three. You're out. You're out. And I'm sick and tired of it. I don't care if I'm going to ruffle feathers or not. I'm tired of it. Put it nicely. Hey, maybe you should listen a little while longer. You know, people try to be nice. No more nice. Goodbye. Call me no more. Don't call this show. Goodbye. I you know, because I'm watching the call screen, especially people that I call. And if I call you and I'm taking my time to call you to because you asked me to, and you hang up on me after 5 minutes because I'm not talking about maybe a Chinese girl, Wang Chong Lee, you know, David Bowie records, and go straight to hell, as far as I'm concerned. Don't call no more. Don't bother me. Don't want you on the show. You did this to me 5 times in a row. A row now. After 4 or 5 minutes, you hang up on me, and I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye. God, and I'm not going to you know, I tell it like it is. Man, I can't stand that I waste my time calling people and they hang up on me after 4 or 5 minutes. They ain't got nothing better to do, trust me. Themselves with a freaking dog. You know? Don't care anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being disrespected. I'm not going to be disrespected when I spend my time trying to listen to this program. You don't want to listen, haul ass. Go someplace else. Don't care. The show's growing just fine without you. When you call in, you talk nonsense anyway. How about that? All right. God, I don't remember what I was talking about here. But anyway, I want to get into back to the political discussions that I was originally talking about last week. And now we've got new developments with Trump. Donald Trump. Sorry, guys. I got people calling me. I haven't set up a separate phone line yet that people have told me I should do, but, you know. But anyway, Donald Trump's son this week apparently has acknowledged that there was a meeting with the Russians, and he laid out all the emails. And apparently he was going to have conversations with the Russians. Now, this is such a big deal, and they're calling for treason now. Treason. Treason has been committed by Donald Trump's son. Come on, man. Come on. You know? Give me a break. Now, somebody talked to me today. I had a conversation with somebody today. They said, what do you think about Trump? And I think this is going to be one of my new listeners on the show. I didn't tell him about the radio show, but I think this is going to be a great voice that I'm going to bring onto the show in the future. So another caller who has a different opinion. It's a liberal, but he'll talk polite and he's very educated. So I think I got someone that I'm going to bring on to the program in the future here. It's kind of like a co-host. So that's going to be a good thing also. As far as the Black Jesus show goes that we talked about in the past, I've spoken with people that have ties. Obviously, you know, there's been no Black Jesus radio show this week, and there won't be next week either. Some people who now have taken control of his radio network say that they want me back on their network. They want me back on there. And I said, I don't know. I like the idea, but I was fooled. Fool me once. You know, what's the saying going? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. You know, I don't think that the Black Jesus Network, I'll tell you what. I'll go back on the Black Jesus radio show if he changes his name. Because I don't believe that Jesus is black. So why would I be on a radio show that says Black Jesus? I believe Jesus was a Jew. I don't believe he was black. So why do we have to call it Black Jesus Radio? Why not call it Black Minister Radio? Hey, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not a racist. I'll go on a black program, but I don't believe that Jesus was black. So anyway, I'm in contact with them, so we'll see how that plays out. But I will never ask any of my supporters to support a radio program where a man comes on to a show and intervenes on me and disrespects me in front of everybody in the entire world like he did. That will never happen again. This is my show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today, and I'm happy doing this two times a week. And I'm sure everyone else is happy with leaving it just the way it is also. But they were in contact with me. They have called me. And they want me to come back and set up a show in the next few weeks. And I have been speaking to other people other than Black Jesus Minister, because there's no talking to him. What they want to do is kind of set something up where we all talk and come to a resolution. Well, I don't think there'll be a resolution, actually, but the other people that are working with him, I'm not going to mention names, that they are very intelligent and they're very nice and they've been polite and they stuck up for me, actually. And that's why they shut the show down. So there is no Black Jesus Radio right now because of what happened a couple Tuesdays ago. So there is no Black Jesus Radio. You can look it up. There's been no show. Since that Tuesday night show, there has been no show. Since. Not with any of their hosts. I'm not talking about just me. None of their hosts. It's been since I shut down the show that night, there's been no show. Well, do you want to know why? Because this is a paid-for show. People pay for this thing. And they were pissed off at what happened. And they were mainly pissed off at Black Jesus. Black Jesus. Whatever the hell that means. But that's his name. And I always said that. That's his name. I mean, he can call himself Purple Jesus. He can call himself anything he wants. That's fine. But there's been no show since then. Okay, so I just want to touch base with everybody on that, let them know that's why we don't do a Tuesday show anymore. The Black Jesus Network has been shut down. I shut it down the Tuesday. That was the last show we've done. Until we can all get together and come to a common conclusion, there'll never be another Black Jesus radio show again. At least I won't be a part of it. Because what happened that night was totally, absolutely disgusting. And that's why I flipped out a few minutes ago about the caller that I called. And I'm not going to mention any names, not going to stick them out, but I call people in the beginning of the show just to let the new callers that have called in. I call people in the beginning of the show because they ask me to. And then they hang up because maybe they don't like what I'm talking about. Well, you can't hang up 5 minutes after the show begins. If you're that much of a bitch, then you know what? I don't need to call you. How about you call when you feel like calling in? How about that? And if I got time, because usually when you do call in, you talk a bunch of nonsense anyway. But I give people a chance. I always give everyone that chance to say what they have to say, whatever they want to say. It doesn't matter. Okay? So anyway, we got White Noise that logged into the chat room here. Very good. White Noise. I talked about Donald Trump here. And I got asked today, what do you think about Donald Trump? And I didn't know what to expect or if the question was loaded or not. But I think Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. He's the president of the District of Columbia right now. And what is happening right now is absolutely disgusting. The news media is out of control. CNN is totally out of control. All they talk about is collusion, 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 collusion. It's just total nonsense. Tell me something. If Hillary was elected as president, would the liberal? I mean, what would Russia have to do with that? I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, to get into this subject is mind-boggling. It really is, and it's disgusting. Why we should waste our time on this anyway? Why am I even wasting words in alternative media about this? Because that's what everybody's talking about. What did I tell you? Someone asked me, what do you think about Trump? What do I think? What do I think? That's a loaded question. What do I think? You know, what do I think? I think this country has been hijacked since the year 1910. And it was enacted in the year 1913. And the Federal Reserve owns you and owns me. You know, I mean, I'm watching the chat room right now, too. I'm asking, because, you know, the chat room, I'm watching Facebook, emails coming in. So I get a little sidetracked sometimes when I speak. But what do I think? I mean... I've told you already what I think about this country. This country is disgusting. This country doesn't represent anything loyal, fundamental. You cannot legislate morality. We know the last show we did, we had Dr. Peter Ventura go head-to-head with Melikon there. That was a little interesting, and no solution was brought. But we became more divided again on this show. But, hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I mean, I know Melikon talks about, he says, I only talk about what I know, which is fine. But you're also entitled to an opinion. Opinions are important. Listen to what I say about opinions. Everyone should have an opinion. But you don't apply your opinion as a factual foundation to the way we should live as a people or a planet. Or as a country, or as a community, or as a family. Your opinions do matter. Again, they matter. Everyone's opinion. We should learn from opinions, but they're not a factual foundation. Did you hear what I just said? They're not a fact. An opinion is opinion, not a fact. And opinions are great. We learn from opinions. We can all learn from each other's opinions, but if you're applying your opinion without a factual foundation, you are actually a problem. Okay? You are part of the problem that we have in this country, a major part. So anyway, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I've been talking now with the introduction and from that caller I had on the line that pissed me off, and I will not call that individual no longer. Or I may call that individual privately and ask, why do you hang up after 5 minutes? And that may turn into an argument, so I probably best I don't do that. Dementia! It's kicking in, so. But I've been talking for about a good 29 minutes now, so I want to open up the phone lines. Does anyone want to talk? Anyone want to talk? We got someone. All right, good. Go ahead. I don't have anything else really to say. I want to feed off everyone else tonight. I want to feed off of you. I didn't schedule any guests, so I got someone on the line here. Good. There's always someone on the line. The show always takes its own course. You got to admit that. It always goes off in its own way. But go ahead. This is my supporter, BitBanker. Go ahead, BitBanker.
Good evening. Well, we're not having very good weather here in Connecticut either. It's as humid as it can be, and thunderstorms and all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, what do you expect? It's summertime. And that's what I'm getting at. You know, what do you expect? Everybody has to have their own opinion. You know, and I'm sure 303 Mandelikon is on the line, and he has something to say. And, you know, I really don't know what he believes in, but I think, you know, he's got the right idea. He doesn't believe that, I think, that we should be going after these countries, that we should be fighting Yeah, the People's Revolution. That's right. That we should be fighting against our government because our government's that's a crook. They're all crooks. They're all no good. You know, and they're going, like you say, they're after Trump now. Yeah, they're after Trump. And you have a recording on there. You know, all the people that wanted peace, JFK, MLK, Gandhi. You know, they were all for the peace. They were the big speakers. They were the people that were out there that people were listening to. What happened to them? Bang. Get rid of them. You know, everybody wants jobs. You know what? And they say they're going to give you jobs, but they don't want you to have jobs. They want to keep you right in the spot that you're in because they don't want you to be a free thinker. They don't want you to be prosperous. They want to keep their thumb on you. And I think Mandelicon is going to agree with me that we need to get rid of this government because it's not. It's Washington, D.C. It's the District of Criminals. That's what it is. And we need that 41 miles of fence to put it around there and keep those people in there and away from us because we could do a much better job policing ourselves than they can do, that's for sure. And, you know, why aren't they investigating Hillary when she was up kissing Putin on stage and everything like that? Why did Comey get let go? Why didn't he indict her or at least get an investigation going on all the things that she did? Her slush funds are still going. Her charities are still going. Everything that she was doing is still going. No, high hog. You know, why aren't they looking into these things? Because, again, you say it, it's the Genoveses and the Gambinos. They're all on the same side, and we're not on that side. And you know what? They're going to tell us anything that we want to hear just to keep us quiet. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And you mentioned my recordings. It takes 2 minutes to listen to this, folks. Listen to this recording. I think this is what Joe's talking about. It takes 2 minutes, and I'll take more callers. Press the number one. Just listen.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what the promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room and this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before.
That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll.
And then the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
And then all the people involved in that conspiracy are murdered, die, or somehow disappear, and nobody has any questions. That's exactly
over 100 assassinations associated with the President Kennedy assassination that he was just talking about at the end there. Because President Kennedy What did he do? He signed Executive Order 11001, I believe it was. I could be off by one or zero, to abolish the Federal Reserve and restore silver or gold-backed money. And they say, the mafia. Kill the mafia. Then listen, the mafia didn't kill him. Okay? Your secret government did, the elites, the scumbags of the world who really own us. And you say, my taxes. That guy's paying with it for his groceries with a food stamp card. Shame on you. No. Congratulations, buddy. You know. Good job. Good job. You want to know why? Because your taxes don't pay for fake money. Your taxes, you know what? I went to a meeting in Greensboro in the Wrightsville building. About 70 people showed up, and they gave lectures, showed documents from the Library of Congress, you know, and all the way from the Civil War up on. And they showed how where your money really goes, how your taxes build bridges in Ukraine and Russia, how they fund the wars, how you put Hitler into power, and everyone's like, oh, my God. People's heads were spinning. No way this could be true. And they give and you, hey, listen, there's references. The information is still out there. It's an info war, information war. You need to find the proper information. It's an information war. That's why I think Alex, listen, I know Alex Jones is a joke. I know that. But I play his clips because he's got a perfect title. InfoWars, Information War. You've got knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And you've got to go out there and really find out what's going on. Now, if you're a snowflake, I mean, I wish I had a couple clips I could play about the liberal snowflake there. Sean Hannity played it on his show. That was funny. Where a woman, after Trump was elected, oh, my God, I need an ambulance. I need an ambulance. I can't believe this is happening. You need to fix this. You need to fix this. I can't believe Trump was elected. You know, and like another clip I have on this show that I always play. I'm not going to play it to waste everybody's time. But, you know, like the banker's talking about the Genovese and Gambinos. Look at the Democrats as the Gambinos. Look at the Republicans as the Genovese. They sit down at the table. They're killing each other. They're yelling at each other. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to a dollar bill, they all stick together. It's all about crime, okay? I mean, like this health care thing. Rand Paul isn't going to vote for, I'm sure you all know, because most of the people on the show are politically informed or whatever informed. No. I mean, look the health care bill. The Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They can have anything they want. How come they don't repeal Obamacare? How come it's such a problem to repeal Obamacare? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Money is the root of all evil. Okay? People were paid off. They were told, look, this is Obamacare. We're going to give you $10 million. You get $5 million, shut up. You get $2 million, shut up. You get $5 million. You, John, over there, you get $2 million, and I'll give you the 2nd District of Columbia. You, John, I'll give you Ohio. You get $2 million and a house, and you get a house and a brand-new car. And you get this and you get that, and that's what it's all about. Why do you think they're not going to go against each other? What did I just say? Genovese and Gambinos. They go against each other. Republican versus Democrat. The baseball game. Remember the big baseball game where someone tried to go and blow them all away? That guy had the right idea. I don't support that. I'm not advocating anyone to go out and shoot anybody. But I'm telling you right now, I don't feel bad. What happened? I really don't. In my opinion, as a host of this radio show, I do not advocate violence. I think they should all be arrested, handcuffed, put into a jail cell, given no bond, and given a public defender or a public pretender like everyone else gets, not these high paid off fancy lawyers, and given a day in court and not in front of a black robed white haired judge. The judge will be the people of that district and community, and they all need to be arrested and tried, and if found guilty, hung from the highest tree of the land in that area. Hung. So all the other people can see, so this will never happen again. We need a revolution. We sure do, because it is disgusting what is happening in our country today. It is disgusting. It's despicable. And I can't believe my phone lines are not lit up. I cannot believe people are not calling into this show saying, Joe, I agree with you, but if I talk about white and black, they'll light up my phone lines. You guys want to fight each other over, I'm a black man, I'm a white man, black Jesus. Black, who's black Jesus? My phone lines will light up if I do a show on black Jesus. I'll have so many damn callers I can't even get to you. But when we talk about something sensible and something smart and something logical that will help and benefit all of us, nobody has anything to say. Nobody wants to talk. Don't you see what the hell this show is about? Understanding the times in which we live in, and not one of you really understand. And I'm calling you out. I know some of you are at work. You can't call in. I know that. I see my Facebook. I'm at work. I can't call in. I understand. I don't want to see you get fired. Okay. I understand. No big deal. But I do have some callers. I'm not going to lie to everybody.
That's all true.
I do have some. I'm going to go ahead and get to the first caller here who's waiting the longest. But hang on. Go ahead, Bitbanker. Bitbanker. Let me get to the caller. Private caller. Go ahead, private caller.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joe. What you're talking about government and everything, and if you really just think all the way back to Reagan, we really haven't had much of a president since then. I mean, Clinton, who was having sex in the Oval Office, and, you know, Hillary is selling our uranium to the Soviets, and plus she's, you know, she should be brought up on charges. Nothing happens there. You know, Obama, look at the Iranian deal. I mean, a 5-year-old can see that's a bad deal. You know, we're paying them to make a nuclear bomb. It's ridiculous.
Good point, Mike. We're paying them to make a nuclear bomb. You want to know why, Mike? Because war is money. And the bankers who own Iran, who own the United States, who own us, because we are the slaves who feed into this system, Hillary, Trump, Bush, you know, we who feed into this system, this evil system, who fund the wars in Africa, Australia, China, Ukraine, all over the world. It's a big game. You're damn right, Mike. We're funding them to make a nuclear bomb. You want to know why? Because they got a plan for you and me and everyone else. And until we have a people's revolution, like Malakhan said, or like Vic Banker said, until we wake up, I'm not saying go out there and start shooting people and hurting people. No. You got to be an idiot to do something like that. What I'm saying is stop feeding into it. Stop feeding into this nonsense. I don't give a damn about Donald Trump's emails. I don't. You know, and be honest with you, I don't care about Hillary Clinton's emails anymore either. It's old news. Let's talk about the suffering going on around the world and the people who need our help. Aren't we a beacon of light, the United States? Aren't we a beacon of freedom? Tell me something. Charlie Ward, is that his name, Charlie Ward or Charlie Gard? The child that is dying in a hospital that's made national news. Hey, listen, there's a lot of children out there that are suffering. I'm just saying this particular child has made the national spotlight. And still, the parents are ordered possession of their child. That child is ordered to die. What? A court can order your child to be killed? Oh, my. In England? What? Where? And even Donald Trump spoke out against this, and I'll give him credit on that, because, you know. What? What's going on, man? Does life matter anymore? Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Isn't that something like, remember Hillary's death panel?
Yes. Socialized medicine. Socialism. That's what people want. They deserve a house. They deserve a car. They deserve free education, right? We deserve free medical care. Well, someone has to oversee it, right? That's called socialism. Well, that's called a death panel. And this death panel says that child needs to die. What if that was your child, Mike? What if that was your child, Malakon? What if that was your child, Bitbanker? What if that was your child, me? What if that was your child, White Noise, or Leroy Dickinson that's in the chat room? What if that was your child? And in a board, a death panel said, no, your child's going to die. What would you do? There's nothing you can do. What, be arrested and thrown into a prison for the rest of your life? Because that's what's going to happen, brother. That's what's going to happen if you try to take that child out of that hospital. You know? I mean, where does it end?
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Bitbanker. Go ahead.
Yeah. See. First of all, I think that what we're doing here and what Mandelicon is doing, is it Mandelicon or Mandelicon? I don't know. Excuse me. I'm doing the best I can with his name. You know what? These people here that are listening, the majority of them, the Bernie supporters, the Hillary supporters, they're not going to listen. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They just got a blocked brain, and they will not listen. And it's not because they think they're going to get something for free, because lots of them don't care, but the majority probably do, that we're going to get free this and we're going to get free that. But you know what? You're not going to get anything free. You know what? If the government gives you anything free, they're going to take more away from you than what they give you, because the government has no way of doing anything for you. But I don't know where I was going to go with that.
So well, how about this? Hey, since you had a brain fart there, I got Malakon on the line. Let's bring him on.
I know you
go
did.
Ahead.
I know you did.
All right, 302, go ahead. I think this is Malakon. Go ahead. Program, my friend.
All right there, my brother in the people's bloodless. Now, say bloodless revolution, now. Let's not get this thing twisted, because there will be no armed overthrowing, no armed insurrection in the United States of America that will be successful. And I'll give you the formula of the why that will never happen. If we lay the map of this country out, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old guns, they split, like we have a bunch of unorganized truths. That's the people. A bunch of unorganized truths versus a well-organized armed machine and it's unapologetic. And I'll say it again. We got a bunch of unorganized truth, and each and every one of you are the truth, but you're up against a minority organized tyrant, tyrannical government. Taxation without representation is tyranny. So that means that we have a right and a duty to install. install the people's government. The people are the government, and this thing that y'all, this Ponzi scheme of monopoly, corruption, and greed, and war, it has nothing to do with the people. I don't give a damn who's in the local, county, city, state, and federal legislature. They're all criminals guilty of perjury, sedition, insubordination, and treason. That's what I know, and you know it too. But the reason why there's nothing being done, because we point the fingers at each other, who's a good guy, who's a bad guy, who's a white guy, who's a black guy, right? When there's only wrong versus right, there's no such thing as black versus white. And when you write on black white paper and then you write with black ink, now that's black versus white. It's on paper, documented, the Constitution. And in that Constitution, it says that when the people cannot get their aims and aspirations, common law court, the supreme law of this land, they have a right and a duty to overturn and abolish what we see. Now, having said that, why do you think that the police haven't come got me, the FBI, the CIA? You know why? Because I'm not a attorney. I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer for the People's Common Law Court. And they know I'm like MC Hammer. They can't touch me. Because what? I have a knife? No. I don't have a gun. My weapon is my tongue. The weapon of choice. And I'm going to rat, 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 rat on the ass of injustice. So victory's won. Where's the victory going to come from? From the people. I'm a revolutionary. But the people going to be in a revolution whether they want to or not. Why? Because the system is finished. You know? So I'm looking at the legislature. Now, you all might say, well, I don't want socialism. I don't want communism. I want democracy. I want a republic. Here's what we the people deserve. Whatever health care system that the local, county, city, state, and federal legislature, whatever education that them and their children get, whatever water, food, clothes, whatever they get, and remember, they get their money from us, you see, just like the police. They get their tax dollars from us. But once they're in their Ponzi scheme, then they can come through our communities, take our property, take everything, take our motorcycle, and then even if we give them a salary for being public servants, what do? They go have auctions. So that's double dipping at the taxpayer's expense, taking our property and stuff without a redress. And the Constitution says that once you take somebody's property, that they have to be what? They have to be made whole. That's what the Constitution says, but it's not being honored. No way. I don't care if it's a black governor or a white governor, if it's a black president or a white president, or a black senator or a black mayor or a white mayor. None of those constitutional amendments that's supposed to be for us, the taxpayers, who are the credit. You see, June 6, 1933, HJR 192. You know what that was? There was no credit in this country.
House Resolution 192. I've preached that many, many times, Melicon. But go ahead. You're absolutely correct. HR 192. Very interesting. People need to read that. It's only 2 pages long. But go ahead. Carry on.
And what people need to know, before that legislation, there was the up from slavery, Reconstruction, the whole bunch of other things. Then they had the World War I, and there was no money. There was nothing. There was no credit. So what the government did, which was a good thing if it was going to be honored for us, the people, because we were in dire straits after World War I. It was terrible. Y'all think Iraq and Syria, that shit was terrible. But with nothing terrible like
World War One. You're damn right. That's why people were so afraid around this world. They voted no more wars. The end all wars. That was supposed to be the end of all wars, World War One. You're absolutely correct. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And by establishing the people as the credit, there was supposed to be no payday loans, no loan sharking, a rent-a-center, or pay me this and you'll pay me that. See, what they did, they cleverly surrounded what they call organized crime from Palermo, Sicily. But now Uncle Sam is the real El Morte. You know, this thing, our thing is taxation without representation. That's what our thing is. And our thing is attack, attack, attack. So when you're looking at HJR 192, if any of us as people who can prove they're a citizen, if we wanted a house, if we wanted a car, if we wanted a VCR, whatever, it's supposed to be paid for by our legislature. Now, y'all might say, well, damn, how is that supposed to be? Everybody be getting stuff free. Okay, but it's not free because we put in a certain amount of coffers into the kitty, you see, and it's enough, an abundance of all of that in there, but it's what we call misappropriation, misallocation of funds. Everybody's sitting in there. If we go in there tomorrow, me, you, Joe, and Big Banger, and we go to the legislature and say, look, Well, we got this life-giving institution inside the community, but we don't have no money. So what we need is go to the budget committee, and we want to appropriate and allocate maybe $200,000 so we can help the children in our community. You know what they all going to get up there and testify to? Well, wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute, Big Banger. Wait a minute, Van Delacon. We have no appropriations. We have no allocations. We have no budgets. They are testifying. Why? Because we know that if we get a check on one side, it says $1,000. And once we go take it to their bank of friends, the cartel, it says $600. So somebody done automatically took $400, number one. And then they have the audacity to meet in private once a week or once a month and say, well, look, well, his grass is too high, so that's a $50 fine. Well, wait a minute, his garbage is 6 inches over the line. That's another $50. Oh, he turned on the red sign. That's another $150. He turned on the stop sign. That's another. You know, his dog barks too much. He's burning charcoal.
Hey, Malcon. Let me. I want to call CNN News. What do you think? Let's call them. I got the number right here. Let me call them and see if they'll give us the time of day. Right now, live on the radio. I doubt it also, but I'm going to try it. Let's try it. I got the number. I pulled it up. Not to interrupt you, you can continue, but let's just dial the number and see what we get. What do you think? It's going to take less.
You've reached Turner Broadcasting. The number you've dialed is a non-working number. To reach our switchboard for assistance, please dial 404-827-1700. Thank you for calling.
Comic View. That's what you're going to get.
All right. They just gave me the number to call. Hang on. They gave me the number to call. 827-1700. All right. Well, 404 is the area code.
It's in the chat room.
All right. It's in the chat room. Okay. I got it. All right. Let's call them. I mean, we got time here. Let's play a few games here. See if we can get a hold of them.
That's a switchboard number.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. This is CNN, folks. So this is CNN, and we'll call Fox, too. I'm just saying I picked CNN tonight for the hell of it. Let's see what happens. Why not? Got time.
Thank you for calling Turner Broadcasting System Incorporated, the world's leading provider of quality cable programming. If you are calling with a news tip or breaking news for CNN, press 1. To offer a comment, ask a question, provide a story idea, or need research on one of our CNN programs or anchors, press 2. All other calls, please press 0, or stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available operator.
Oh, stay on the line. I like that one because I can't press 1 or 2. So we can stay on the line and continue talking, but hang on. We might get somebody.
Good evening, Turner Broadcasting, Operator 413. How may I direct your call?
You may direct my call. My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling on the show Understanding the Times in Which You Live In on Blog Talk Radio. Can I get a hold of somebody?
There's no one available to speak with, but you can leave a message. One moment.
I don't want to leave a message.
Hello, and thank you for calling CNN. If you have a question related to a CNN program or anchor, press 1. If you have a story idea or coverage suggestion for any of our networks,
see what they do to you. You see what they do to you?
If you have a comment or opinion related to CNN, press 3.
You see what they do to you? You see what they do to you? Cancel that. Let me go back. See if I can get
a
hold of somebody here.
Answered by Audix.
Viewer communications, caller comments.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone. Record at the tone.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Understanding the Times in Which You Live In today. You're live. This is a live worldwide radio network on the internet. And I just got to say, this is an embarrassment. I tried to get hold of somebody live, and they just completely hung up on me. And my radio show number is 657-383-0616. I broadcast live on the air Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Does anyone have the guts or the audacity or the politeness or respect to give me a call back live on the air, or shall I go ghost hunting and talking to switchboards and nonsense? You have a number of callers on the line right now who would like to talk live on the air with your news network and find out why you do not report the truth or even say the truth or even are interested in the truth. So anyway, again, I'm willing to give you a chance. You can call me live on the air, 657-383-0616. You're more than welcome to. Chances are you won't. I know that. But I figured I'd give my listeners a little thrill tonight trying to contact CNN. And to no avail, I've got nobody live but a voicemail. Again, my phone number is 657-383-0616. I broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday and Thursday, and you're more than welcome to call in. I'd like to get one of your reporters or analysts or political analysts on this program.
Finish recording. Record at the tone.
All right. I don't want to take 15 more seconds. Go ahead. I'll put you in my room, my green room. How's that? Okay. There we go. Well, folks, that's CNN. Typical. You get nothing. Get any answers from anybody. It's always the same. I've tried it on this show. I've demonstrated this in front of people. I mean, I will reach out to them privately off the air where it'll probably take me about 3 hours to get somebody who could talk human to me. Can we get Fox News? Somebody out there, can you look up Fox News? If you can give me Fox News's caller tip line where I could talk to somebody live. If you can give me that in the chat room, somebody, I appreciate that. That'd be great. That's okay. Take your time. Take your time. We're not pressed for time. But I cut Melikon off. Melikon, go ahead. Take a few more minutes. Finish up your point, and I'll get some more callers. Go ahead.
Let me just put in the perspective of we the people, by the people, for the people. A total recall is in order. And in a total recall, that means that there's a certain amount of votes that happen on the local, county, city, state, and federal sector. Everything has to be from the municipalities up, from the bottom up. We can't overturn Washington before we do what has to be done in the local, county, city, state, and federal sector. So in the total recall, it starts from the ground up. That's why I said we got a majority of truth of unorganized people against the minority of lies of organized crime. That's the federal government. So look up total recall, people. A recall is definitely in order based on our constituency services by our representatives. We don't have representatives. Corporations and foreign governments does. We do not have representatives. I'm telling you, even if I was voted or as a mayor, I wouldn't represent you. I can't represent you because I'm a part of a cartel, a monopoly. And they will bribe me, they will extort me or threaten me. Say, look, I don't give a damn what you said coming in here, but here's what you're going to do. And that's what usually happens. So when you're dealing with a federal organized criminal entity that will assassinate, character assassinate, export, and extort terrorism from the state level onto the federal, onto the international level, then you see what I'm talking about, a cabal, a cartel. And it started with England, the mother. Then it was passed on to the daughter, which was United States of America. Then the granddaughter, which was the USA, Union of South Africa, and the fourth one was the granddaughter, which was United States of Israel, 1948, and I'm serious about that. So, you know, we're going to have to do this thing inside this country in order for the rest of the world to heal, because the whole world is watching what's happening here with this ungrateful nation. You know, we like our Constitution, but when it comes to respecting the sovereignty and integrity and dignity of others and their constitution, we don't give a damn about it. And that's appalling, offensive, and reprehensible. So I know I done said a lot, and there's so much more I can say, but I'm not a greedy man. I just know a little bit goes a long way.
I'm giving you the time, Melikon. And there's others on the line also, I believe. Let's see here, 336, he wants to get on the line. I don't know if Steven 336 wants to get on the line. Maybe not, but I've got someone here, 336. He's pressed for time. He's at work, so I need to get him on the line. Go ahead, 336. Go ahead. Go ahead, my friend.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Hello to everybody. Mike, Bitbanker, Melikon, everyone else. Just listening to the show, I grabbed me a salad real quick, so I figured I'd press one. And it's just sickening. I mean, you know, like we just called CNN. They, you know, the snowflakes believe it, and You know, the thing is this happened over a year ago. Why did they hold all this information till now about Trump's son meeting with some lawyer or music rep or whatever from England? Why did they wait till now to do it? And come to find out, the little the honeycomb with a bunch, the lady, she was rejected entry into the United States and had to have somebody sign her in to come into the United States to work for her, to work for them. And where was she at 5 days after supposedly meeting with Donald Trump? In the front of some Democratic National Congression meeting. It's sitting in the front listening to Obama talk. So whoever. So, I mean, it's all crooked. It's all crap. It's all bullshit. They're just trying to – there is absolutely no evidence. Anybody can be accused of anything. Anybody can be convicted charged with anything. But you can't be convicted of anything without evidence. So they could say Trump is doing all this shit. They could say I robbed the bank while I'm out of my lunch. But without evidence, they cannot convict me of it. It's all just hearsay, and it's bullshit. It doesn't hold up in court. If any one of this bullcrap was true, Trump would have been kicked out a long time ago. But all the criminals and crooks up there know that it's not true, and they're just going to keep on doing what they're doing. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, Leroy, hang on. Let's see here. I may have screwed up here on the numbers. Let me see. I'm trying to call Fox News. Let's see what happens. I'm trying to call Fox News right now, if you got the time. We tried CNN
Welcome
and
to
got
Fox
nowhere.
News Channel Viewer Services for the most up-to-date information, please visit us on the web at www.foxnews.com. That's www.foxnews.com. Our mailing address is 1211 Avenue of the Americas,
all right.
New York, New York.
Thank you.
10033.
Can I get somebody live?
Call CNN back and put in one
story. This is the name of the game. This is the new world order. Right, happening right before our very eyes. Can we get a hold of somebody? Can I talk to a human being?
If you would like to become a Fox News Insider, please visit www.foxnewsinsider.com. Need help solving a serious problem? Check out our frequently asked questions on foxnews.com. If you are still experiencing technical difficulties,
it's a recording. Yes, you're always going to get
questions about Fox News Channel or Fox News.
And they're going
to
want
CNN to call you back.
Questions page on foxnews.com.
If you want CNN to call you back,
if you still have a question
on their thing and tell them you got a news story about Trump collusion, they'll call you back.
If you would like to contact Fox News Channel,
you got to understand, I can't press anything because it doesn't give me
like
that option.
For the Fox
you've got to understand that news agencies are entertainment.
Please note
they're not
we
news.
No longer provide tapes
exactly.
That's right.
Of shows.
Give me a chance.
I'm going to mute myself for a second. I've got to order my salad.
Please make entry or be disconnected.
Welcome
or be
to
disconnected.
Fox News
okay.
Channel Viewer Services
Let's
Live.
Disconnect them.
For the most
them.
Up-to-date information. Please.
Let me disconnect them. That number obviously was felonious. It was obviously Fox News, but I'm trying to also look up contact information here. contact live on a radio show. You see, I can't. If I do it personally, they could say I'm harassing them, and that's why I do it on the radio show because I'm media now. I'm in contract with Blog Talk Radio. And we're a worldwide media station, so therefore they can't say I'm I'm trying to contact them for comment on a news story, and that's why I do this, folks. So just don't think I'm doing it to, if I contact them personally, they can say this guy's a nut, he's harassing us. They can't do that with me right now because I am alternative media. That's why we do that, and I've got the corporate headquarters here. I've got their number here. Oh, boy. Oh, God. They told me. They said, get security warning. Get off. Get off. Get off. Virus detected. Uh-oh. All right. We gotta get rid of that. Uh-oh. Okay, folks. I just hit a virus. Bitbank, are you still there?
Don't believe it.
I know, but I can't get off the page.
Hey, listen,
off the page.
I'm about to shoot you in the head with a bullet. Who the hell's going to tell you that?
Yeah, but my page is locked up, so we may have to end the show right here. So I scrolled across. Look, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is what it says. Listen to what it says. Listen. Authentication required. HTTP/6657411674984366.
Joe, it's a scam. Don't pay attention to it. All you got to do is close your browser and start something else. And
it won't let
tell
me
you
close.
It
won't let me
close. If you close your, right-click on the bottom taskbar and stop the process or do what you got to do. It's a scam. They want you to call. They're going to ask you questions about your computer. Have you changed some registry keys?
Oh,
and they're going to get your credit card number, and they want the last four digits, and they'll mark that down. And if you don't fall for it this time, the next time they'll get the first four digits. You don't fall for it that time, the next time they call, they'll get the middle four digits, and pretty soon they'll have it all, and next thing you know, your bank account will be empty.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But they won't let, I can't see, because it's opened up in the browser that I have my studio screen opened up in. There's nothing I can't. It won't let me click. There's nothing I could do.
Right click on the bottom task and start the task manager and see if there's a process for that and just kill that process.
There you go. All right. Right click.
Task manager.
Right click. So what do I do? Go down to my bottom bar?
Right click and then start task manager.
Start task manager. What do I go? Toolbars? I go to that? Because I don't see any
task
manager right now.
Yeah, the one on the bottom probably.
Oh, start task.
It is, huh?
All right. Start task manager. Okay, I just did that. Okay, you're right. I was talking too fast.
Right.
Then you should just have it as applications. Don't put them in
right, applications, right.
All right, now a little window popped up, window task manager, and it says security warning, Mozilla Firefox running, understanding the times in which we live in running. So what do I do?
You're underneath the applications, right?
It says on the left-hand corner of my computer screen right now, it says Windows Task Manager, a little box. It's a big box, and it's under applications, yes.
Understanding the times in which you live in, that's probably the browser you got open. What are the other ones that are there?
Security warning, Mozilla Firefox running. That's what it says.
That's probably the one you want to stop. But ask Leroy.
Yeah,
Leroy,
highlight
what do you
it
think?
Click end process. Highlight it. Click
end
process.
End task, you mean? End task, right?
Right.
End
click,
task.
Like
yeah,
click on the name, then end the task, right?
All right, and now it says I cannot end it. Well, I did. I ended it. Let's see if it works.
Sometimes
you
do it twice.
Yeah, I did. I did do it twice. Let's see. It may shut down the show, guys. If it does, then I'm sorry. I apologize. Hang on. Everything's popping back up. It did. It just popped up again. So I got a virus right now.
Leroy, let's get him a something over there running a version of Linux, and then this won't happen.
Oh Lord!
Yeah,
no, the show will never happen.
Well, right now it's just authentication required. So they hacked into my show now. So, folks, those of you that are listening right now, I apologize, but trying to contact Fox News and CNN. This is what's happened. But I'm going to do
your
advice your one
show.
More time.
They didn't hack
well,
your
on,
show. It's
on.
A pop-up. You're running an unprotected browser, and you're going through Internet things. You're going to get pop-ups like that. You got to learn how to run your browser in protected mode or something like that.
Install
that
the pop-up
happening.
Blocker for Firefox, like I told you many shows ago.
Install
the pop-up blocker
for Chrome,
for Firefox.
Either one.
Right.
Okay.
Pop-up blockers are free.
All right, hang on. No, it just gave me a chance. I restored it, and look what happened. It went back up on me again.
Open up another browser.
Alert.
Open up another browser window, log into your show again, and then try closing that window.
No, I can't do that. Once I log into my show ends. If I do that, it'll end my show. I've done that before. But anyway, we're almost to the time anyway. So, I'll run blind right now. So what I want to do is, Malakon, I want to give you 3 minutes. This is, and then and we'll go down the line like I always do. I do this at the end of the program anyway, because I only got 15 minutes left anyway. So, Malakon, if you're still there, you got 3 minutes, and then we'll go down the line. Go ahead.
If I said I could just forget everything that I knew and start over again, if we thought about it, that would get us out of this, and I'll tell you why. Because each and every one of us are full of either bias or prejudice or racism. And if that is what we see out of our eyes as we look at people that we don't like, nobody will ever have some freedom and justice and total independence. So if I keep saying over and over again, I would make everyone like Helen Keller, Jose Feliciano, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder, then we would have a chance. We would have a chance. And that's what we're going to have to do in our minds, people, not with just our eyes. We're going to have to do this with our minds because our minds are under mind control, really. And we're not thinking on best, what's best for not just ourselves but others. And that's the terrible thing when natural law is being violated. And if you look at it, if we didn't have eyes, then if we came outside and somebody said hello, we would probably say hello too. Well, where are you going? I'm going to get some water, some food, some clothing, some shelter, some something. Right now, we can't do it because our minds are under mind control and we're temporarily mentally ill. And that's the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. You know, we've been programmed. We have not been what we call given any divine wisdom and knowledge, because divine means...
Okay, 1 minute, And by the way, guys, I killed that virus. I was working, so 1 minute, Malakon, 1 minute.
Divine means divine. You know, there's ants. There's black ants, red ants, and white ants. But if you look at the ant kingdom, they all require a certain amount of sustenance on planet Earth. Yet the black ants will not mess with the red ants, and the red ants will not mess with the white ants, but they're all ants. Now, you might say, well, we're humans, so we're different than all of them and everything. So, 717. So, we're different than everything because we're humans, and we think better than any other life forces. But if that's true, then why are we against each other based on what we see? So something is wrong with our minds, and we're going to have to fix it real fast, because if not, we're all in the car going off a cliff. So I'll rest our case right there.
All right. Thank you, Malakon. Thank you. Thank you. Interesting show tonight. The show always goes crazy. Mike from Wisconsin, are you still there? Take a couple minutes to talk about tonight real quick, and I promise you our next show. Oh, I Am the Universe logged in on me, too. Hey, we got hacked into I Am the Universe, so... welcome to the program. Thank you for being in my chat room. We didn't get hacked into, according to Leroy, but I believe when I went over to Fox News and started calling Fox News and CNN, we picked up a virus. That's what happened. And but anyway, welcome, I Am the Universe, to the chat room. Thank you for always tuning in. I appreciate that. But Mike from Wisconsin, can you give me a couple closing minutes, please?
Yeah, Joe.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, Mike, you're live. Go ahead, Mike. I got you. Give me a couple minutes. Talk about tonight's show. Talk about what's on your mind. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Mike. Go ahead. You're
okay.
Live.
All I got to do is say that, you know, you deal with CNN, you deal with Fox, and guess who gets it up the butt? We do. So, you know, I don't know if there's any news out there we can trust, you know? And I'm glad you got your virus problem settled, and I guess that's about it. Out here in Wisconsin.
All right, Mike, I'm gonna call you after the show, okay? I want to talk to you about something, so I'm just giving you an alert on that, okay? But Bitbanker, go ahead. It's your turn, Bitbanker. Go ahead.
Since the beginning of time, all the major countries, Britain, United States, Russia, They're either at war with another country or thinking about being at war with another country, because war is big business. And if there isn't a country that, I say we, but any country can go to war with, we or they will give them the money or give them the arms so that we can have a war with them, because it's big business. And you're not part of it. You just supply all the effort for everything. And what I wanted to say before was, which I forgot, I posted links to The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, in the chat room many times. It's an audio book. All you have to do is click the link and listen for an hour and a half, and you can find out where your money comes from and how it's made and the big scam and everything that they don't want you to know. The book is $17 on Amazon, but this is the audio book, which I think came out before the book, and I have permission from the author to give it out. I'm not going to put it in the chat anymore. If anybody wants it, they can ask, and I'll put it in the chat. You can download the audio to your device and listen to it.
Well, you can post it. You can post it on my Facebook also. You can post it on my Facebook one time also, so I can forward it
to
people
who may want it. People don't want to click on a link because they're afraid of just what happened to you. People are not going – I say people. I'm making an absolute statement. It's a general statement. People don't want to click on anything. People are afraid to do anything. All they want is free, and all they want is me. They won't click on a link nowadays anymore. They're afraid of the things that you just got. You can't sit in your living room without being bombarded with phone calls asking you to donate, or how you're going to get a free credit card, or we're going to lower your interest rate, or we're going to donate to the Police Benevolent Society, or this or that. And everything is just a scam, and everything is just a come on to get you to write down that 13-digit number like you were going to do, so that you could call the number that was on your screen, so they could get the registry keys for your computer, so that they could wipe out your bank account. Because everything is just a scam, and I understand that. But when someone is on the show talking and they're posting a link, and you can see that the links are going back to Amazon.com or Google, not to say that they're safe, but they supply the services for TV viewers and just about everybody worldwide, you know that the software is generally safe, but nothing is really safe with computers nowadays. That's true, and people are not going to click on links, and I understand that. And if anybody wanted the audios, I'd be happy to mail them to them. But you know what? I'm not going to mail them to everybody for free. And see, nobody's going to pay any money for anything, so no one's going to be enlightened about this process, because no one wants to I say no one again. That's an absolute statement. No one wants to be enlightened about what's really going on. And you got the people out there, like I said before, the Bernie supporters, the Hillary supporters. You're speaking to deaf ears. They're not going to listen to you because they just don't believe it. I don't know about you, but it's said before. If I was in an airplane, I definitely wouldn't go shoot the pilot. Leave Trump alone, for Christ's sakes. He's your president. He's doing the best he can. Give the guy a chance. You gave it to Obama. You gave it to Bush, and look at him. We're supposedly being attacked, and he's sitting in the classroom reading a book, and he didn't even have an emotion. So that's all I got to say.
Hey, all right, thank you, Bitbanker. I appreciate it. Number of people in the chat room. We actually got more people in the chat room than we have on the call line. So the chat room is pretty popular. I am the universe in the chat room. I know you've been here several times. I am the universe. That's you use. That's his username, he or she. So when I say that, folks, don't think I'm a kook or anything like that. But, hey, welcome everybody in the chat room. I appreciate it. The chat room's important. I'd like to see 60 people in the chat room, to be honest with you. I really would, because I see all these other nuts on here that get 30, 40 people. But I know what they're doing is they're padding their guest list. That's what they're doing. And I could do that too. But if it means getting listeners, hey, do what you got to do. Hey, do what you got to do to get listeners. But Leroy, it's your turn. Take a couple minutes and then I'll have my closing. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay. I actually agree with BitBanker about all that stuff at you know, pop it up and everything. You can't watch TV nowadays without seeing it. You can't, you know, you can't do nothing. And that's why one of the reasons I really don't watch much TV anymore. If I watch TV, I watch it, I'll stream it off the internet where I ain't got no commercials, no nothing, and I ain't got to worry about all that junk. But, you know, I know this is
not really something you're interested in or something. But, you know, there's a difference between pop-ups, malware, adware, you know, ransomware, viruses, hackers, and it's all different. 99% of everything you see popping up on your computer is harmless. It's a nuisance, but it's harmless, especially if you learn how to close it out properly and don't, you know, be a fool. Say, oh, look, I can win $1 million by clicking this link, because it's not going to happen. But, you know, and I think, you know, I've made this comment before, good idea for a show on technology. People, you've got questions on the computer, you can use TeamViewer, you can show them how to do stuff, and, you know, it's, you can't use a computer if you don't even know how to turn a damn thing on, you know? So you got to learn step one. And you're like, if you're trying to run a radio show, you're getting pop-ups and everything else, and you don't know how to close them in the background, you know? So what happens? Like you said, you end up crashing the show. You got to learn something. You don't get a driver's license without knowing how to drive a damn car. You shouldn't use a computer without knowing how to use one. It's the same thing, really. I'm not cracking on you or nothing. I'm just saying, you know, that's how I feel about some people, because I deal with it every day.
Well, actually, a computer, you know, you say you shouldn't use one, but you're advanced in computer knowledge. Driving a car is a little bit different than using a computer. You know, I understand.
That's
I respect
not.
What you're saying. You're not trying to crap on
you
me,
had to,
but
you had
actually
to learn how to
it
drive
is.
That car.
Yeah, but turning on a computer is a new experience for a lot of people, because what do they do?
Oh, yeah.
They've been growing up watching TV. You know, driving
yeah,
a car,
but they
don't
take
you
time
need
to
permission
learn.
To
exactly.
drive a
That's
car.
That's what I'm saying. They got all these pretty colors in front of them. They don't take time to learn what makes them pretty colors, you know? And if you learned, just like you learned, hey, what's that upside-down triangle yellow sign mean? What's that
well,
X mean?
Well, then
what's
don't
the
we do a show
green
on
mean?
That? Then we need to do a show on that. We need to do a show.
Exactly. That's
Computers one-on-one.
And it has to be pre-planned. Yeah, it has to be pre-planned, because not everyone's going to want to hear that crap. But, you know, everyone's going to have a question
but,
or something, though.
But guess what? If we advertise it for 30 days in a row and people don't want to hear that crap, then when they call in, then guess what? Don't make excuses when something just happened like it did. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that's right.
You know,
yeah, you
because
know, I didn't
I'm
have
willing
much
to learn.
Tonight, so I figured I'd just talk for a second, but other than that, I'm going to get in here and eat my salad and finish listening to the show, and y'all have a good night.
All right, well, thank you very much, Leroy. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Called into the program. Thanks, Mike, out in Wisconsin. I'm not going to say thanks to another person. I'm going to talk to a family member about that, because I'm a little sick and tired of it. I know I sounded off on it, but, you know, look, if we're men, we're going to act like men. If we're trying to understand the times in which we live in today, then we need to say what's on our mind. If we're going to be offended, like Leroy just said, hey, you know, he was directing, like he said, I shouldn't have problems like I'm having problems. I should know my studio screen. I should be able to shut this crap down when it happens. He's absolutely correct. I'll admit I'm wrong. How many of you out there are willing to admit you're wrong? You know, and that should be a show title, actually. But anyway, it was a good show. The show, you know, carried on for its time, and we talked about things like we always talk about. I guarantee you the next show will be very enlightening to everyone. And I always plan something. I always got something up my sleeve. So tune in on Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know everyone's got to go. Leroy's at work. God bless him for listening tonight. Deborah Lewis, don't know where you've been. You haven't been here for quite a while. I think I probably know why. But anyway, thank you, Melicon. Thank you and for being a supporter of the show. And you know I always give you the time, that which is due you. And Mike from Wisconsin and BitBanker and all the other listeners. Oh, wow. A lot of listeners tonight. So you got your message. If you want to be heard, there's the show where you need to be heard. Okay? But anyway, I'm not going to play any music. I think that's a little kind of silly at the end. In the beginning, I do just, you know, get everyone involved and know what the foundation of the show is about. But I'm not going to play it at the end because none of you want to listen to it. You got lives to get to. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time of your lives out of your lives to listen to me and everyone else. So God bless you. Thank you. And tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend. I'm always willing to listen. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.